today's heartbeat. It is the beginning of Lent, a time when we're preparing ourselves for what Jesus came to the earth for, what Jesus did for us, and reflecting, I guess, upon our lives, like with spiritual eyes, reflecting on how we're living, on how we're growing, on how we're developing, or how we, even for the first time, coming to know the Lord. Because we want to get to a point where we are so grateful and in love with Him more for what He has done and who He is and how He loves us and cares for us. The title of this talk is, I Give You My Heart. If I'm truly going to, in the next, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, focus on my spiritual life, because it is a time when we do. It is a time when we're asked to reflect, to pray, to fast, to give almsgiving to the poor. It is a time when we're more diligent in those things. Then I need to do it with my whole heart, my whole soul, my whole mind, my whole strength. God says, love me like that and love your neighbor as yourself. Psalm 19 verse 14 really struck me, and this is where this whole thinking of I give you my heart came from. It states this, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Say it again. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. So I started meditating, because it says meditate upon your heart. What's in your heart? It's what you believe, who you are, what you think. You know, your mind and your heart get connected together. They're not separate. They can be separate. But once it's gone into your heart, you've thought through things. You've decided on things. You're determined about things. You're going to be persistent more because you've decided, but then it's what you're passionate about. You've fallen in love with the Lord. And so because of that, all these other things, the way you act, the way you speak, the way you are, come from that love, come from that relationship. So I looked at, you know, I'm asking the Lord that I'm acceptable in His sight. You know, none of us are worthy. We all fall short of the glory of God. It states that, and it's so true. When you look on your life, look on my life, I'm not acceptable truly. I'm not perfect to a perfect God. But Jesus dying on the cross for us, you know, the end game of what happened has made us acceptable, that we can stand with our heads held high before the Lord saying we are a son or a daughter. Wow. So we have been made acceptable because of Jesus. And it's, I need to, what, the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, will they be acceptable? Do I speak well? Do I speak well of others? Do I speak well of God? Am I kind in my words, in language? Or am I gruff and angry and mean and selfish and it's all about me? Am I merciful and forgiving? We know God looks at the heart. Remember the story of when the prophet is going to go pick the next king of Israel, and it happens to be David. But he goes into the family and there's all these brothers who are tall and handsome and strong, and the prophet must think, oh, it must be this one. And he hears the Holy Spirit say, no, not that one. And he must be this one. It comes down, it's the runt of the litter, as they call it. David was with a ruddy face. What does that mean? Young, like ruddy to me, like a red-faced, maybe he I don't know, I'm not saying he gets embarrassed, but it's like he's raw, he's not as handsome as the others. But the Holy Spirit tells the prophet, this is the one I have chosen. Because it states in 1 Samuel 16 verse 7, man looks at the outward appearance, but God, the Lord, looks at the heart. My words, my thoughts, what I think actually have often flown into my heart and fly out of my mouth. You know, sometimes when you've had an argument or you're having an argument and you say something and you go, oh, I wish I could take those words back. Because yes, it was in your heart, but you shouldn't have spoken it because it's really not the truth, or you just were mean and selfish and out they came. Because the Holy Spirit needs to work on your mind and your heart more. So those thoughts, words don't even come out of your mouth. They don't come from your heart. In Luke chapter 6, verse 45, it states this. The good person out of the good treasure of the heart produces good. The evil person out of evil treasure produces evil. For it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. Man speaks from the overflow from the heart. So we have to work on our hearts. We have to allow God to work on our hearts. Our work is basically surrendering our heart, our life, who we are to God, and let Him and the Holy Spirit work on us. It's not about our works, it's about the works of God. Our job is to participate in the relationship by surrendering our lives. Because of free will, God waits, and He waits, and He waits till we go, yes, Lord, here's my life, here's my language, here's my thoughts, here's my attitudes, work on this, work on this. And sometimes all we say is, Lord, here's my life, and the Holy Spirit tells us what attitudes we need to work on, what we need to focus on right now. He doesn't necessarily bring up the 100 of things that we need to work on. He chooses one and develops that, and then goes to another one. And then goes to another one. He's so kind and merciful. He doesn't overflow us with all these areas that will go, oh, I'm so overwhelmed with me, my guff, my sin, my wrongdoing. No, He's kind and gentle. But He wants our surrender. He wants our free will. Man speaks from the overflow of the heart. So we need to work on the heart, the surrender. We need to meditate day and night on scripture, on what God is saying. We need to challenge ourselves. We need to examine ourselves and go, yep, that wasn't good. That's an area I need to work on. That's a focus. The Holy Spirit is niggling at me and telling me, don't act like that. Come on, change. But it's God who changes me. You can sit before the Blessed Sacrament and just ask for the clean heart to come upon you, to change you like David did. And it's God, He works on you. And then down the track you go, wow, look how I've changed. I don't automatically swear anymore. I don't automatically think bad thoughts of people anymore. Because God has reconditioned my mind, my heart, has changed me for good, because goodness comes from me. Out of the abundance of me flows my heart, flows my mouth. So we ask God to create in us a clean heart. We ask God to help us. And then when we're working through this over Lent, at the end we can, you know, God can instantly change us, but we can see the progression of us being Christ followers, being more Christ-like, being more Christ-loving, more Christ-sacrificing for Him, but for the goodness of ourselves and for the goodness of others. Ask God to help you. Give your heart to Him. It's all about just us putting up our hand and saying, pick me, Lord. Choose me, Lord. I give you my heart, Lord. Now work on it. I pray that that blesses you to really focus on this Lent. That God would change our hearts, and because of that, He will dramatically change our lives, our thoughts, our actions, in everything that we do and say and be. And that we would fall in love with our God more. Have a blessed Lent, a blessed week, and I'll see you again next week.